Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher. What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher radio show. I hope you guys have had a wonderful night. So far, a wonderful day and beginning going into the night. We thank you for taking time out to vibe out with us on the Lyrical Cypher radio show. We're going to have a great time tonight. I am so freaking hyped about my 10-year anniversary show. God has been so good to me, and I can't wait to express all that with you guys. So what I'm going to do, since I'm so hyped, feeling real good right now, I'm going to go ahead and slide in some hype music. Hope you guys enjoy. So let's get it.
Oh!
I'm
rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper dial, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself, always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Spreading something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the Fed. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print millions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my common risk were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lie for guidance. Anyways,
this is a great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, your great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand why my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and see amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. The great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, wanna rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out. Try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he didn't rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today. I understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer. Closer to the great man's doors, they'll open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Read between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lane. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great dreams of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a great entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I could always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes see great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. seeking and believing for great things. I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's the truth, man. Great rise, I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding it. Understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteous, self-great things. And I understand you're not biting. See, no biters are great things. Are backsliders. I understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things were. Remember, no apologies but truth's homology.
It's about to go down. It's time for a turnaround. No more hanging around old friends and going to familiar stomping grounds. It's time for a change. Have you ever woke up in a cold bed of night in such a fright and you reach for me, but all you can do is grab your pillow and hold on tight? And as you cry and you wonder why, but you still don't give up, and you ask why, but yes, you still try. It's time for a change. But don't ask for change if you can't reciprocate the same feeling. For change is good, but sometimes misunderstood. Change is an adjustment. You have the ability and the drive to adjust to any environment you're in. Once you put your mind to it, and you can do it, just like change. People will always make mistakes. I made a few myself. But riddle me this. People say lesson learned. But what good is the lesson if you have never learned from it? The brain must break down and process, just like change. And once you can understand that change should happen and it is needed, you don't have to search for it. It's within self. Then self will start to change. A change is coming.
Yo. Testing. Mic check. Testing. 1, 2. Yo, this thing going. Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stop, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. I'm loving life. Say it twice, but I need a will to put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, the mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
If ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all. Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is this thing on mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Don't hear me, yo, mic check.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
H-O-P.
Ha. Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there, cause my voice ain't strong enough.
Yo.
I come to you, but it's caught ain't long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kind of cocky. The other way, please stop, G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around, everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd. Moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey,
they ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is staying on, man. I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Hear me,
if
y'all.
If ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two,
is this thing on mic check?
This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round. And I'm actually going to go ahead and open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to get on the mic. I'm going to do a shout-out. I got you. And I want to shout-out everybody who I can't see, which are the people who are listening via web. We appreciate you. I thank you for tuning in. All these years, this year makes 6 years, we've been up and rolling with the Lyrical Cypher. Very thankful. And it's amazing. I got a couple anniversaries coming up, and one is actually Illusion. Illusion's 10th anniversary show is March 30th, and that's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. That's Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Y'all get there on time. I'd love to rock out with you guys, and make sure you have a seat. Because I'm claiming, I decree and declare a packed house, standing room only. We're going to have a ball, a funky good time. And so the doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is from 8:30 to midnight. We're going to rock out and celebrate and rock this type of ball. I can't wait. And the show is only $10. That includes the food, a laid-back sphere, vibe out with the van, meet and network with new artists, and just have a wonderful time. So I can't wait to celebrate with you guys. I hope you guys can come out. If you can't, you know, you can always support. You know, if you want to donate to the cause, Cash App is $ Clevette Roberts, and that's C-L-E-V-E-T-T-E, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. And you can donate whatever you like. With that being said, let's go ahead and open the open mic line to everybody who's been listening. And I have Miss Burnett on the line. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing all right. Yes, ma'am. I'm doing all right.
All right. We're glad to have you on the show tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be back on it again.
Thank you. Do you have something for us tonight?
I was going to say, you want to take the Lord with you. You want to take the Lord with you. Singing out everywhere you go in the street. And a street, and a track, and a track, and your home, and your home, all along. Highway, your way, the light way back. Your way, the light way, you ought to take the Lord with you. Singing out everywhere you go. My mama told me to take the Lord while you're young, to take the Lord. Journey, to take the Lord while you're young. You ought to take the Lord with you. That's it. Thank you.
I appreciate it anytime. And we need to take the Lord with us everywhere we go. You're right.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. If we would please stay online and enjoy the rest of the show. And thank you for sharing.
All right,
everybody. That was Miss Burnett. And we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Get your life. Get your life.
Hey, you better say that. How you doing?
I'm good. Getting over a little cold. I'm still kind of blah, but I'm okay.
Okay.
How are you?
It's going to get better. I'm doing pretty good. Oh, I cannot complain. I'm very thankful. And I'm excited about my anniversary show.
That's right. I said it wouldn't change nothing if you did complain.
Exactly. Yeah, I trust God. I trust the process. So I'm getting me out the way and not stop worrying about it. Because worrying about it ain't going to change nothing.
That is so true. Give it to God and leave it there.
I got to. Because what can I do with it?
Look.
I mean.
Get in his way.
I'm going to get in his way. If I don't, you know, I told him I trust him. So if I can't trust him and then don't do nothing about it.
That's right. I have a little something that I wrote, and it's called In Return. Okay, here goes. When I was a child, I learned a lot about you. In return, I got older, and because of you, I grew. When I was a teen, I understood that even though I couldn't hear you, in some images, you could be seen. In return, I learned that all people aren't mean. When I became grown and stood on my own, in return, you made me come to realize that people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. And now that I am a mom and grand, with all my trials and tribulations, in return, it is you, God, that still holds my hand. So I thank you, and I say amen. In return.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You got it right, girl.
I'm sorry?
That's right. Go ahead now.
No, I said nothing in this life can be possible without him.
Exactly. Goes along with what Miss Burnett just saying. Take the Lord with you at all times.
That's right, Miss Burnett. Take the Lord with you wherever you go.
Here she go right here. Miss Burnett, we got Nikki from
ma'am.
Los Angeles.
Yes, ma'am. You take the Lord
Nikki
wherever you go.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
All right, now. Y'all better go, girls. And that's true. You have to take them everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So with that being said, y'all just motivated me to play this track right here. It's called He Knows by Ill Will.
That's right.
Yeah. He knows. Now I know, and you know, we all know, that he knows. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know, so go ahead, do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing?
Yeah.
But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know,
nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find, but it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful,
sad to say I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching.
Let's
you.
Let's talk about life, life, talk about goals, goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those, why, cause he knows, he knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey. I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. They grows, you're not alone, cuz
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this.
Let's
talk about life, life, talk about goals,
goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows, he knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know where resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and that's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I helped so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion
still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life,
life,
talk about goals,
goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
knows. Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I just want to go out and shout everybody out who's on the line. Just want to give a big shout out to Mr. Carlos in the building. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
What's up, baby girl? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. Appreciate having you on the line.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, again, I like sharing new stuff, man. So if I ain't got nothing really new that I, you know what I mean, or nothing brand new, you know what I mean? So
I got you.
I ain't got nothing brand new.
Say, it's all good. I just want to say hello and say thank you for calling in.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I called just so I could hear somebody might have something for me to hear tonight. So I don't know.
Indeed.
That's why those. That's all. That's what I'm. That's what it is.
All right, everybody. It's Carlos, DMX of Poetry on the line, and we're gonna keep it rocking. Hope you guys are enjoying. So with that being said, let's get it.
Moody Black, I got that chillin' vibe music. Bob your head feeling good when you ride.
It's a jam that you play around your mama and them. The screen door without a screw, you feel the air coming in. The same Moody changed his whole style up. And I'ma say nope, I just call it growth. And I'ma float like a spacecraft. I'm trying to make change and still make cash. Cause my kids wanna see daddy climbing up like a Black Panther, I ain't lying. If your mind ain't open, let it widen up. You better run with the chains and Joe Biden up. But y'all scared to move, need replacement. I'm upstairs where y'all scared to leave the base. No fear, close your eyes and just imagine all your dreams coming true and you can have it.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud loving, feeling good. We all smile in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, cloud loving, feeling good. We all smile in the birds, in the country, in the hood.
I'm hoping y'all escape all the hard times. As-salamu alaykum, hallelujah, close to God time. Yell to the universe, I'm away. Get your own on, namaste. This a hanging out on a Saturday. When you feel it down, it takes the sad away. You're so at peace, so in tune. Got that warm feeling like you're so in June. And it's an August rush, the adrenaline. Like spikes and I'm all up in the cinnamon. And I put it in everything I bake with. And I be eating good, don't it make sense? I see your eyes smiling, I feel your heartbeat. This is food for your soul, you start eating. Get your belly full, that's what Nana say. Bless the meal, like when Granny prays.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud loving, feeling good. We all smiling, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, clouds look, feeling good. We all smiling,
all smiling
in the birds,
in the birds,
in the country.
Views of an ocean. Tell myself slow down life and just coast it. World leave you out in the dry, you can't soak it. Mood will be black, not talking about the poet. Killing shit and I know it. Seen an interview with Farrakhan at once quoted. But to live fearless, no excuse if I'm wide open. Vision is the promised land, race to be confident. Not a rapper, guess you can call me a black communist. World full of hatred, but I still wear a smile. Know my gift can puzzle people by being so versatile. Greetings, so I'm proud. Remember Papa saying it's 24, it was stores, seeing colors not allowed. Fact, why I'm so consistent, so parting out the ambition. Just living my dream, so hopefully you can get it. This one for my people, I know that you're gonna feel it. No paparazzi allowed to the artist when I exhibit.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud loving, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue,
feeling good. We all smile in the birds, in the country, in the hood, in the hood, in the hood. There's a fire starting in my heart. She's not fever, it's just bringing me out the dark.
Of the spirit. I can find love in my heart. It's what I need to make it to heaven. Just to love. I need joy. It's the joy way down in my soul that keeps me riding towards the peace. Keeping me peace. Peace that passes all understanding, the strength that all that I need. I got the love in my heart. Love for great things from above. Long suffering. I can suffer for the loneliness. Then I reap the goodness. Steers with the greatness. Feel great and happiness within my soul because I'm being made whole. Good for all things. I need to be good within myself and my soul and be good for the others. I got the faith that I can run on and not be stopped. Continue to do what I need to do to rise to the top. It is the meekness that keep me strong, not easily provoked, not easily pushed, but being strength within myself, and I love it because I'm always understanding my temperaments. Learn to be good with it. Learn to keep it under control. Learn to do the things I need to do and stay made whole. Fruits of the Spirit. Rah.
Wavy is my name, like Craig on Friday, I got all the game. Me and you, girl, we can do the thing. Later on, take a fine bath of champagne. Bottles on me, keep it coming till it's 2 a.m. Roof on fire, let it burn like Master Scott and them. I'm too turned up. Drop it like it's on fire. Work it just like you got higher. Cause me and baby cakin', we don't do no faking. Kick it like we Asian, nobody just amazing. Me and baby wild, probably on the alley. Shining like medallion, in like a challenge. Nobody a challenge, we running the world.
96, Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girl, laced with platinum and gold, she rockin' diamonds and pearls. We doing what we love, making these haters hurl. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Twerk it, don't be nervous. I hit it from the back, flip it and reverse it. Then we on to the next chapter. Wavy baby on the next. Faster. You know God first fan master. I'm your favorite professional rapper. I get money like big asses. Try to stack it to the buster seller. I forever keep you 1 million. I'm just too brilliant. American Psycho with the money cause I make killings. You hard in the paint like LeBron. You touch a shot like Steph Curry. Me and my baby be on the grind. So I ain't never in a hurry. I don't ever worry. She hold me down like a straight jacket. We fresh to death like we just jumped out the casket. My room, close the door, lock that. Upstairs, my room, drop that. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect.
Yeah. Folks always trying to tell you how to say how you, how to say how you feel and how to express your truths. But it's all art and math, baby. Just tell your story.
Yeah. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art and make them do the math. It just express yourself. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art and make them do the math. It just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. Pull them layers back and just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. And make them do the math. And just express yourself.
Funny how life is art and math. And we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add on to our greatness. Like overcoming obstacles. Like not having the job you want and finally getting it. Or that blessing you get when you finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted. Or just making it out of any situation when you didn't think you were. Like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein. When my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers weren't right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression. Cause life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks. But I subtract stress with a stanza. Multiply my meaning of life with a metaphor. Divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that had cost me everything I had. But me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Where life is art and math? How I never give up is part of the solution? See how I'm a walking artifact? See how I live to make art a fact? How I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself? How expressing myself can ignite full expression in others? Like my brother from another mother recently told me that in October 2017, at his first open mic, hearing our words gave him life. Cause the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about. To see how you fit in this equation of life, despite the variables. It's all about the art and math. Cause in my vision, I see people of all ages, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings,
when words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people. And I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have a formula for it. Like X times how hard I grind plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids. How my self-expression will gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation. So I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself. Like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter. Just define your art, define your math and this equation called life, and fully express yourself.
Regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live.
deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far and have enjoyed the talent that we've had. And if you feel like getting on the mic tonight, feel free to call 323-642-132. Again, that is 323-642-1532. We're not going to stay up here too much longer, but I did want to give you the inspirational nugget for today. And like I say, as I grow, as I learn, I grow. I try my best to give you what I'm learning. And hopefully it helps you. And hopefully you can take it with you. And hopefully you can pass it on. Because each one teach one. But I would say for me, and like I said, if I give you something that you can use, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I'm only giving you what's on my heart. And what's basically coming from my mind and my heart. So hopefully this helps somebody. So with that being said, I'm learning to be okay in the silence. Meaning I'm learning to silence my thoughts. You know, when I realize I've done all I can do, I've said my prayers, I've gotta give it up. I can't keep holding on to something. If I'm constantly worrying about something, trying to figure something out, that there's nothing, I've done all that I can do, I've got to let it go. Because it's bigger than me. And some of you guys, you know, some of my friends have heard me say, like, this is above my pay grade. This is above my spiritual pay grade. So, meaning, I got it. When I say above my spiritual pay grade, that means I got to give it to God. It don't belong to me no more. You can't change anybody, no matter how many times. If we've sat there, and I can speak for myself, sitting there trying to think about a person to get them to see your way, it does not work that way. If you don't verbalize how you truly feel with people and how they make you feel, good, bad, or ugly, and different, they don't know what's on your mind. They can't assume. They can't try to figure it out. You know, that's just not how it is. And we say, you know, I've heard people say, well, common sense should have told this person this, that, and third, or whatever. Life does not work that way because common sense is not a person first and foremost. Your common sense and my common sense isn't the same. The way you see things or view things, it's not the same. There's, even if you had a twin, you still wouldn't think the same. So everybody is individually, genetically figured the way God created us. We're all made in God's image. But we all have a gift. We all have different personalities, a brain, all these different things. So it's like we don't think and act and respond the same way. So accepting our differences and being able to communicate with people, you know, saying using agape love, unconditional love, instead of loving based on conditions. And I'm just learning to be okay in that silence with when I realize I've done all that I can do. I set off and say, I've you know, don't, if you run out of money and you don't have the money to do what you need to do and you've done all you can do to try to get the money, you know, the right way, then you got to give it to the one who made you, God. It's above it all. So that's what has been on my mind, just learning to be okay in the silence, learning to be okay with giving it up and giving it up to your creator, you know, because we're all created in God's image. And just knowing that You know, it's okay to be silent. It's okay to, and that silence comes with patience, and patience comes with long suffering. You know, Truth mentioned that tonight on the fruits of the Spirit. You know, God rest his soul. But he was teaching a lot of different things, and I'm just looking at that. Like, patience does come with long suffering, but the only thing about it is we're worth the wait. And God is most definitely worth the wait, first and foremost. So just learning to be okay in the silence and finding solace in the silence, whether you have to fast, you have to pray, whatever you have to do to be okay in waiting, that waiting period. Because that waiting period, it takes time. It doesn't always go to where we assume or think it would or should. But just waiting it out, you know, and being okay in that silence. So with that being said, hopefully somebody got something from what I said tonight. If you didn't, like I say, toss it. I won't be offended. But I'm just sharing where I'm at and what I'm learning. And hopefully somebody can take this with you. And keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Whatever it is that your desires are, you know, ask God, you know, to help you with them and to guide you. And that requires that silence and that patience to receive those things that you're praying for your family, your friends, your significant other, your spouse, or whomever, or a job, or whatever it is. That's where the waiting comes, and that's where the silence comes. So just being okay and knowing and trusting that you're taken care of, and you've been taken care of up to this far, so just knowing that. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic line to Miss Nikki. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China.
How you doing?
I'm good. This last one I have, I actually wrote it last year, last April, and it's called He's Working on You. And here goes. Allow God to finish the work he's doing in you. So many times we find ourselves chasing after the very thing that God is trying to keep from us. We become so content with the good that we don't make ourselves available to receive the great. So complacent with the thought that to be great takes money and riches. Understand, when God gives it to you, it will serve you your every need before you even know you need it. So if you don't have it right now, either it's not ready for you or you're not ready for it. So don't keep running from the process. Just understand and accept the progress. Be uplifted and stay encouraged. That's it.
Wow. I guess you're all in tune, huh?
Right.
Huh?
I said right. I was listening to you as you were talking, and I was like, oh, okay, week two. Week two.
Man. Oh, indeed. I know, right? But did it make sense what I was saying about being okay in the silence, that waiting period?
Absolutely. Sometimes we have to be silent in order for us to just take time to listen.
Indeed. Outside of our own thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think that, I don't know, I think that free will, you know, has us feeling like we're in control of something, because you can, you know, you have the ability to taste, touch, feel, all these different things, and free will make you feel like you're in control, and you're in control of how things go in your life, but we actually are not in control, and God is in control, just knowing that, you know.
Yeah,
but, just finding silence and silence to me has been powerful for me, and I can honestly say I day by day I'm testing my ability to be silent with the different things I pray about, you know.
Right.
So just wanted to share that with you guys. I pray for everybody. I pray for myself. I pray for everybody. But I don't want to keep putting my hand in the fire when I pray for the fire to get put out. You know, it's kind of like calling the fire department, and then you know that you can't put the fire out. You already tried. And by the time the fireman gets there, your whole house is on fire when it was just a stove.
Right, and you done burned yourself.
You done burned the whole house up, and you burned up.
Exactly.
You know, trying to do it, trying to put out a fire that God could have put out.
Right.
Or trying to think about a fire to put out somebody else's fire. Like, I can't put out somebody else's fire, but I can pray for them in their fire and still be there for them. You know what I'm saying? You know what makes sense? Like, I'm still there for you in spirit. But I'm not going to. Does that make sense?
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, so just, I'm still there, but I can't do, it's what I say, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, it's above my spiritual pay grade, so it's not up to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to me to make it be the way it needs to be or the way you, what God sees for it to be. I'm going to say needs to be because my need to be might not be your need to be. Everybody operating differently, so I can't tell you how to do it. Only thing I can tell you from my perspective, but in reality, you still have to choose what's best for you, whether I like it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I appreciate you hearing me vent and do my little inspiration nugget thing. You know, just
girl, please.
Give me your feedback on it.
I said, girl, please. You my
girl.
You my counselor.
Look, I'm a work in progress, too, so I don't mind. But like I say, I'm being extremely transparent with you guys.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, it's nobody higher. Like, there are no, I talk about this all the time with my clients, like, there is no hierarchy. You know, even
that's right.
Down to everybody has gifts. But I believe that we are meant to connect, not deflect, not to be crabs in a barrel, not to act like, you know, my stuff is better than yours, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We're here to teach
that's
one another, be there for one another, instead of trying to downplay somebody else's faults or flaws or whatever, because none of us are no better.
Right.
As soon as you put yourself on a notch, God takes you down and takes you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that does that. You know, he takes you down a notch, a peg, to show you, I'm in control, not you.
Right. What they say, knock
so
you down a peg or two.
Yeah, we have to be mindful how we treat people. You know?
Exactly.
Whomever. Yeah.
Exactly. And what's that song? I forget the artist of the song, but he says, nobody's greater than you. And,
indeed.
You know, he's talking about is nobody's greater than you.
Exactly. Yeah, but, and I just truly am learning that silence is necessary. You know, when you pray about something, you have to let it go and be silent and wait on it.
Mhm. And God has no time schedule. He, you know, he works on it when he wants to work on it. So
yeah.
If you got
it's
a problem, leave it to him.
Silence.
Just leave it there. Just leave it there.
Indeed.
You know, what's that song? He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do it his way.
Absolutely.
Sure. He's doing better than I said, because if I would have done, I'll use, for example, if I would have operated with illusions, with my way, there probably would be no illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably would have done it my way and messed it all up.
Right.
You know, but I thank God that illusions came to me in a dream, and I thank God that it's continued to build. And a lot of people think illusions is just open mic. Illusions is actually a performance arts-based business. It's my entity. It's the entity.
Right.
And there's so many things underneath it, but I thank God for that, you know, because all illusions is bits and pieces of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to share bits and pieces of me with other people.
Like that.
Okay. But yeah, but keep doing what you're doing. Let it keep writing and keep spreading that positivity. And I pray that whatever you write, that it touches you before you pass it on to somebody else. And that's actually what I do. Like, it actually hits me and touches me. That's the reason this second book is really, 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 it's doing some powerful things to me. And so I pray
mm-hmm.
that it can touch somebody, you know, to that magnitude. And even better. So.
Well, I can't wait to read it.
I Well, by the grace of God, I've already got people who are already excited about the book, and people are already buying, a lot of people are buying my book on Amazon, still standing, and are ready to pre-order my book, and I haven't even set a price yet because I haven't even finished it. But I'm just thankful for the push, you know,
that's
to
right.
keep right on going.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lady, thank
and
you
I'm gonna
for rocking
you a spiritual
out.
Nugget. I'm going to give you a spiritual what? Nugget.
Give it to me.
She said give it to me. God is only allowing you to do what he already inspired you to do, meaning he knew what you were going to do before you even knew what you were going to do. Now, he was waiting for you to just sit back and let him manifest it.
Wow.
And you said illusions, this is the 10th year?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
This is the 10th year. You've written already 2 books. This is what, your third?
This would be my second book.
Your second book. And a lot of times you are so busy with everybody else, you never had time for yourself. And now you have it to where you have freed up a lot of you time.
Yes.
And that wasn't you doing that. That was all God telling you you needed to slow down and let him drive. Jesus, take the wheel. And he took it.
He really did. Because, I received all that you said. And in Jesus' name, amen. That is so true because, and I just want to do this while I have you guys on the line and what you just said, but I want to give a big shout out to Skylar DeGroat. She is a new team, a new friend of mine. And also, she is my social media exec. She is my admin. She's my tech guru. She is on it. She's on Illusion's team, and she's all the way in Colorado. She just moved to Colorado, and she has been pumping the pages like crazy, and I appreciate her. And even when she's been ill, and I just want y'all to keep her in your prayers, she still makes time for Illusion's and wants to do more, and I feel like she's doing an amazing job because it has freed me up to write. It's freed me up to live. It's freed me up to make room for love and relationships and stuff like this in my life because I appreciate that extra help that God is making, you know, giving me in my life, you know. And I'm just very thankful because I'm seeing my life differently. I feel the transition, you know. I'm actually open and ready for more things in my life. And I'm able to do it at ease and not distressed. Because some people I realize that they only wanted or made all these different demands on me is because I was overextending myself to help a lot of people and forgetting about me. And so me doing that and people expecting that from you, because I used to get a lot of attitude when I wasn't able to do a show. And I'm like, you know, a radio show or whatever. And it used to hurt my feelings. I'm like, wow, I devote my time. Nobody ever paid me to do this radio show. I paid for this show to make sure this happens, which it could be money in my kids, in my pocket, in my household. But I do this because for the love of providing people, here I go again, provide, you know, like that's what I do, providing people with an opportunity to share gifts. Whether you're an artist or not, still, if you have your businesses or whatever, I don't charge anybody to play a commercial or tell me about your business because that's my heart. And I do the same thing with Illusions. I'm constantly giving, but I don't get paid for Illusions. I don't get paid for this. This is me donating my time and my energy and my money to make these things happen. And I started seeing people taking me for granted, thinking that I have to do this. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do this because this is my heart. I do this because I need an outlet to be able to share my gifts. I'm an artist. And sometimes you don't even hear me perform. because I'm still providing. I'm a helper. That's what I do. And then I'm still providing counseling. I'm not asking for anybody for money for counseling. I'm not saying, hey, oh, if you want some advice, hit me up with a, you know, for some money, and then I'll counsel you. No, I give it freely because this is me. And I tell you one thing, I can honestly say, God has blessed me tremendously. There's been ups and downs, but He continues to bless me.
Mm-hmm. Because you got out of your way for change.
Yeah.
You got out of your way.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, sit down and let me handle it. And you did. So, kudos.
Thank you, lady.
And I am proud of you. And like I said, I can't wait for this book. Because I'm sure it's going to be a page turner.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. And like I say, I don't think it's meant for me to release it until it does its part in me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's already doing that. Because I feel a difference and I feel a shift.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, Lay, I appreciate you and your positivity and your inspirational nuggets you laid on me.
You're so very welcome. Like you said, you tell us all the time, you know, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it away.
You said what now?
I said, like you tell us all the time, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it away. I won't be offended.
Right. Indeed. Well, I can use it, Lordy.
Mm-hmm. And Lord knows I can use it. Yeah. Oh,
all
boy.
Right, Lenny. Do you have another one for us?
No.
It's
I
okay.
Don't.
I'm going to play another round, and
okay.
I might be slotting out one more inspirational nugget, but I'll let you
okay.
know. All right. Alrighty. So, said on everybody, that was Miss Nikki, and she shared the inspirational nugget with me, and I appreciate that because I'm open to receive it. So, with that being said, I am going to play this. Hopefully, this helps somebody else. But I wrote this piece. I dedicated the piece to my grandmother, and it's called Code Blue. And just to give you a backstory, my grandmother was like my mom to me, and she helped me through. She wasn't a perfect woman. She helped me through a lot of things. She helped me heal, and I would not be the woman I am today without Miss Annie Mae Roberts Simmons. And I just want to give a tribute to her and a few more people. I'm actually going to be doing a tribute to people on my team and just people who are no longer with me. And it's amazing how God has continued to keep me with the people I've lost who were very close to me. And I mentioned them last week, but I just wanted to mention them again because on March 14th, actually, Illusions, I actually got my business license in January of 2009. And I started Illusions on March 14th, 2009. And we've already embarked on our 10-year anniversary, and I'm very thankful for that. But we are celebrating it on March 30th for anybody who doesn't know that. And just the different things that my grandmother taught me. This is my inspirational nugget that she taught me. You're going to hear a lot of inspirational nuggets that she taught me through this poem called Code Blue. But the amazing part about it is, like, when you're grieving, well when they said Code Blue and I knew that she was gone and I was in the hospital in the lobby, and you know how it is with family, a lot of family, you know, after, you know, the morgue is coming to pick them up, and all of a sudden the family's fussing about who's going to get what, what's in the will. You know, she had a will. She had everything laid out and ready. So really there was really nothing to do, but people fussed over. They felt like they should get this, they should get that. And she left me with a lot of different things, like a lot of, she left me pianos, a lot of different things people leave family members with. But I did not take anything that anybody was fussing over. I left it all. not sure if that was the right thing to do, but I left all of the things that people argued about, money, blah, 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 you know, the piano, the Victorian mirror, all these different things. I left those things because as I sat there listening to family members argue over things, worldly goods, carnal things, my inspirational nugget to you guys is she left me with everything. And what I mean by that is she left me with the woman that I became today. And that means more to me than anything. The way I share with you guys, I learned this from my grandmother. I learned this from being around her friends. I learned this from being around elderly. I learned this from being my relationship with God. Like what I share with you guys and you say, you know, I appreciate the advice. I appreciate the counseling. I appreciate this, that, and the third. I had somebody counseling me too, you know, spiritually counseling me. My grandma's friends, my grandmother, and just different people who latched on to me, who just fell in love with my spirit. And they said I was counseling them at a young age, and I was helping them. I was elderly people used to talk to me and say I had an old soul. So the connection has always been deep. And for what I've been told, I've been talking like this since I was 3 years old. So God's got a way of doing things. But with that being said, I'm going to share this piece with you guys. And I realized she had already given me all that I needed and the things didn't matter. So hopefully this helps somebody, you know, when you're missing your loved ones who passed on, just remembering what they left with you. So I just want to give a big shout out to my best friend, Tawanda Johnson, who started Illusions with me, who has passed on in 2014. My cousin Tony, who we've been, he's my first cousin, who passed a couple of days after my best friend, and he was my silent partner with Illusions, and we've been best, like literally, we're god brother and sister, but we're also first cousins. But he passed a couple of days behind my best friend, and that was really hard. You know, for both of them to pass that fast and to see them, you know, visit both of them before they passed. And then Truth passed, and he was on my team. And then Terrence passed, and he was on my team. So I lost a lot of people on my team who were close to me. I lost not just on my team, but they were on my team before there was an Illusions team. We had been connected for over, like, majority of my life. So if you guys could continue to keep me in your prayers, because it is tough to lose people close to you, really, really close to you. Some people lose people sparingly. I lost people who were very close to me, and I thank God for just keeping me focused and keeping me pushing, keeping me praying, keeping me dreaming, and not giving up, because there have been many times I wanted to give up and just throw in the towel with Illusions, with all of this. But God won't let me do it. My kids won't let me do it. And none of the people I called out would let me do it, and I remember that. My grandmother would let me do it. So with that being said, I hope this piece, even though you may hear Code Blue and you know that these people have passed on, I hope that you remember the goodness that they left with you, because that's what kept me going and that's what keeps me going. So with that being said, I dedicate this to all of you guys, and I hope it touches your heart and help you hold on to the good things and not stay in that place. So, enjoy.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses station.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news. It was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are. And where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're gonna talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face. Piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
in a wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again, to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, still distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet you, where they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat you. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen. Coming up with the first line, I start with a sin, a lie. But the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it. But I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rather the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keeping
you off your focus. Never asking who wrote this, so quote this. See, when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. Just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
Well, I figured that'd be a wonderful way to end the show with the last line by Ill Will. Hope you guys got something from the track that I played, Cold Blue. Hopefully you can take that with you. That was my inspirational nugget to not stay in that dark place, to heal, and what we call feel deal heal. And just remember that the people that you, the loved ones that you lost, remember to hold on to what the positive they left with you. Yes, we know that people, they pass and they go away, but stay with us in spirit. So just remembering them in their spirit and what they left with you. And by the grace of God, that's how I made it through all this. And the people, the loved ones that I've lost that I mentioned to you, and there are more, I do want to give, just pay homage to one of my homegirls, Tina, who passed. And she passed in 05, and we were thick as thieves. So I just had a lot of close people that passed, and hasn't been an easy road. But I thank God for what they left with me, because it keeps me going, and I wouldn't be me without them and their connection in my life. So I hope you guys have a wonderful night. And got a little emotional, but it's all about reflecting and just, I like to, you know what I'm saying, like, these people are giving their flowers when they were here, but I'm giving their flowers now because they deserve them as well. So, you guys be blessed. I hope to see you guys at Illusions 10th Anniversary Show. It's going to be off the chain. You got to be in the building. And I hope you guys enjoy the show so far. And please check us out next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Love you all. Be blessed. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming.